That's not the point, Susan said, suddenly coming to life. This was her specialty. The point is that this is a code. Tancano left us a clue. He's taunting us, daring us to figure out the passkey in time. He's laying hints just out of our reach. Absurd, Java snapped. Tancano gave us only one out. Revealing translator. That was it. That was our escape. We blew it. I have to agree with him, Fontaine said. I doubt there's any way Tancano would risk letting us off the hook by hinting at his kill code. Susan nodded, vaguely, but she recalled how Tancano had given them N-Dakota. She stared up at the letters, wondering if he were playing another one of his games. Tunnel block half gone, a technician called. On the VR, the massive black tie-in line surged deeper into the two remaining shields. David had been sitting quietly, watching the drama unfold on the monitor before him. Susan, he offered, I have an idea. Is that text in 16 groupings of four? Oh, for Christ's sake, Jabba said under his breath. Now everyone wants to play? Susan ignored Jabba and counted the groupings. Yes, 16. Take out the spaces, Becker said firmly. David, Susan replied, slightly embarrassed, I don't think you understand. The groupings of four are... Take out the spaces, he repeated. Susan hesitated a moment and then nodded to Soshi. Soshi quickly removed the spaces. The result was no more enlightening. Jabba exploded. Enough! Playtime's over. This thing's on double speed. We've got about 8 minutes here. We're looking for a number, not a bunch of half-baked letters. 4 by 16, David said calmly. Do the math, Susan. Susan eyed David's image on the screen. Do the math? He's terrible at math. She knew David could memorize verb conjugations and vocabulary like a Xerox machine, but math? Multiplication tables, Becker said. Multiplication tables? Susan wondered. What is he talking about? 4 by 16, the professor repeated. I had to memorize multiplication tables in fourth grade. Susan pictured the standard grade school multiplication table. 4 by 16. 64, she said blankly. So what? David leaned toward the camera. His face filled the frame. 64 letters. Susan nodded. Yes, but they're... Susan froze. 64 letters, David repeated. Susan gasped. Oh, my God. David, you're a genius. Chapter 121. 7 minutes, a technician called out. 8 rows of 8, Susan shouted, excited. So she typed. Fontaine looked on silently. The second-to-last shield was growing thin. 64 letters. Susan was in control. It's a perfect square. Perfect square? Jabba demanded. So what? 10 seconds later, Soshi had rearranged the seemingly random letters on the screen. They were now in 8 rows of 8. Jabba studied the letters and threw up his hands in despair. The new layout was no more revealing than the original. Clear as shit, Jabba groaned. Ms. Fletcher, Fontaine demanded. Explain yourself. All eyes turned to Susan. Susan was staring up at the block of text. Gradually she began nodding, then broke into a wide smile. David, I'll be damned. Everyone on the podium exchanged baffled looks. David winked at the tiny image of Susan Fletcher on the screen before him. 64 letters. Julius Caesar strikes again. Midge looked lost. What are you talking about? Caesar box, Susan beamed. Red top to bottom. Tancado sending us a message. Chapter 122. 6 minutes, a technician called out. Susan shouted orders. Retype top to bottom. Read down, not across. So she furiously moved down the columns, retyping the text. Julius Caesar sent codes this way, Susan blurted. His letter count was always a perfect square. Done, so she yelled. Everyone looked up at the newly arranged single line of text on the wall screen. still garbage, Jabba scoffed in disgust. Look at it. It's totally random bits of... The words lodged in his throat. His eyes widened to saucers. Oh. Oh, my. Fontaine had seen it, too. He arched his eyebrows, obviously impressed. Midge and Brinkerhoff both cooed in unison. Holy shit. The 64 letters now read PRIMEDIFFERENCEBETWENTSRESPONSIBLEFORHIROSHIMAFORHIROSHIMAKI. Put in the spaces, Susan ordered. We've got a puzzle to solve. Chapter 123. An ashen technician ran to the podium. Tunnel blocks about to go. Jabba turned to the VR on screen. The attackers surged forward, only a whisker away from their assault on the fifth and final wall. The data bank was running out of time. Susan blocked out the chaos around her. She read Tancado's bizarre message over and over. Prime difference between elements responsible for Hiroshima and Nagasaki. It's not even a question, Brinkerhoff cried. How can it have an answer? We need a number, Jabba reminded. The kill code is numeric. Silence, Fontaine said evenly. He turned and addressed Susan. Miss Fletcher, you've gotten us this far. I need your best guess. Susan took a deep breath. The kill code entry field accepts numerics only. My guess is that this is some sort of clue as to the correct number. The text mentions Hiroshima and Nagasaki, the two cities that were hit by atomic bombs. Maybe the kill code is related to the number of casualties, the estimated dollars of damage. She paused a moment, rereading the clue. The word difference seems important. The prime difference between Nagasaki and Hiroshima. Apparently, Tancado felt the two incidents differed somehow. Fontaine's expression did not change. Nonetheless, hope was fading fast. It seemed the political backdrop surrounding the two most devastating blasts in history needed to be analyzed, compared, and translated into some magic number, all within the next 5 minutes. Chapter 124. Final Shield Under Attack. On the VR, the PEM authorization program was now being consumed. Black, penetrating lines engulfed the final protective shield and began forcing their way toward its core. Prowling hackers were now appearing from all over the world. The number was doubling almost every minute. Before long, anyone with a computer, foreign spies, radicals, terrorists, would have access to all of the U.S. government's classified information. As technicians tried vainly to sever power, the assembly on the podium studied the message. Even David and the two NSA agents were trying to crack the code from their van in Spain. Prime difference between elements responsible for Hiroshima and Nagasaki. So she thought aloud. The elements responsible for Hiroshima and Nagasaki? Pearl Harbor? Hirohito's refusal to... We need a number, Jabba repeated. Not political theories. We're talking mathematics, not history. So she fell silent. How about payloads? Brinkerhoff offered. Casualties? Dollar damage. We're looking for an exact figure, Susan reminded. Damage estimates vary. She stared up at the message. The elements responsible. 3,000 miles away, David Becker's eyes flew open. Elements, he declared. We're talking math, not history. All heads turned toward the satellite screen. Tancado's playing word games, Becker spouted. The word elements has multiple meanings. Spit it out, Mr. Becker, Fontaine snapped. He's talking about chemical elements, not socio-political ones. Becker's announcement met blank looks. Elements, he prompted. The periodic table. Chemical elements. Didn't any of you see the movie Fat Man and Little Boy? About the Manhattan Project? The two atomic bombs were different. They used different fuel, different elements.
She clapped her hands. Yes, he's right. I read that. The two bombs used different fuels. One used uranium, and one used plutonium. Two different elements. A hush swept across the room. Uranium and plutonium, Jabba exclaimed, suddenly hopeful. The clue asks for the difference between the two elements. He spun to his army of workers. The difference between uranium and plutonium. Who knows what it is? Blank stares all around. Come on, Jabba said. Didn't you kids go to college? Somebody, anybody. I need the difference between plutonium and uranium. No response. Susan turned to Soshi. I need access to the web. Is there a browser here? Soshi nodded. Netscape's sweetest. Susan grabbed her hand. Come on, we're going surfing. Chapter 125. How much time? Jabba demanded from the podium. There was no response from the technicians in the back. They stood riveted, staring up at the VR. The final shield was getting dangerously thin. Nearby, Susan and Soshi pored over the results of their web search. Outlaw Labs? Susan asked. Who are they? Soshi shrugged. You want me to open it? Damn right, she said. 647 text references to uranium, plutonium, and atomic bombs. Sounds like our best bet. Soshi opened the link. A disclaimer appeared. The information contained in this file is strictly for academic use only. Any layperson attempting to construct any of the devices described runs the risk of radiation poisoning and/or self-explosion. Self-explosion? Soshi said. Jesus. Search it, Fontaine snapped over his shoulder. Let's see what we've got. Soshi plowed into the document. She scrolled past a recipe for urea nitrate, an explosive 10 times more powerful than dynamite. The information rolled by like a recipe for butterscotch brownies. Plutonium and uranium, Jabba repeated. Let's focus. Go back, Susan ordered. The document's too big. Find the table of contents. Soshi scrolled backward until she found it. 1. Mechanism for an atomic bomb. A. Altimeter. B. Air pressure detonator. C. Detonating heads. D. Explosive charges. E. Neutron deflector. F. Uranium and plutonium. G. Lead shield. H. Fuses. 2. Nuclear fission. Nuclear fusion. A. Fission. A bomb. And fusion. H bomb. B. U-235. U-238. And plutonium. 3. History of the atomic weapons. A. Development. The Manhattan Project. B. Detonation. 1. Hiroshima. 2. Nagasaki. 3. Byproducts of atomic detonations. 4. Blast zones. Section 2, Susan cried. Uranium and plutonium, go. Everyone waited while Soshi found the right section. This is it, she said. Hold on. She quickly scanned the data. There's a lot of information here. A whole chart. How do we know which difference we're looking for? One occurs naturally, one is man-made. Plutonium was first discovered by... A number, Jabba reminded. We need a number. Susan reread Tancato's message. The prime difference between the elements. The difference between... We need a number. Wait, she said. The word difference has multiple meanings. We need a number, so we're talking math. It's another of Tancato's word games. Difference means subtraction. Yes, Becker agreed from the screen overhead. Maybe the elements have different numbers of protons or something. If you subtract... He's right, Jabba said, turning to Soshi. Are there any numbers on that chart? Proton counts? Half-lives? Anything we can subtract? 3 minutes, a technician called. How about supercritical mass? Soshi ventured. It says the supercritical mass for plutonium is 35.2 pounds. Yes, Jabba said. Check uranium. What's the supercritical mass of uranium?